or you will be arrested.
Let me go.
What is your name?
I'm half the size of you.
What is your name?
Your name.
Well, arrested.
What is your name?
Please let go.
What is your name?
Let go.
You've been asked your name on the public
let
order.
Let go of me and let go of this. I did nothing, and I don't know why you're doing this.
Your name has been demanded on the public order.
I've done nothing. Now let go of me and let go. Let go of me, please.
Release your grip. Release your grip.
Go of me.
Release your grip.
I've done nothing. Let go of me. I'm not leaving this girl on her own. I'm not leaving her on her own. I'm sorry. She's not safe here. Look what they're doing.
My name is Dr. Gordon. You're going to be arrested for me, okay?
I'm not leaving her on her own. I'm not leaving her on her own. There's no need. There's no need. Because you're resisting arrest.
Will you come with me then?
I just want... Will you come with me?
She's safe.
She's safe. I'm telling you, safe.
Come on. Come on, this guy.
She'll be fine.
Okay, come on.
She's not safe here. No. I'm sorry, that girl was assaulted, and you're taking me away. She's back on her own. No one can look. No one can even observe what's happening to her.
Into the car, please.
Into the car,
please. Go over there. Go over there. Into the car, please.
Are you in the car? I'm sorry, I just need to make sure that she's not going to be hurt.
Have you had dinner yet?
What time is it? There's
two of them want to come with us
and
get dinner. There's two of you want to come with us and we'll get dinner.
Again, Charlie wants dinner.
Oh, jeez. No, the answer is going to be in the negative.
Look
there.
Look, he's coming. Look, you can see him coming. But
nobody else come. Sound.
Good luck.
See you there.
I'm going to give one help.
I'll just move this out of the way. Hold on.
I offered him that to us, but it's not.
I'd say you did all right.
You didn't wait long enough, huh?
You went wrong, sure, you wait for the answer.
I'm giving you...
Sorry, what opportunity can you do? Anybody want to come with me for dinner?
Joe, all right, okay. Fucking road, blocking everyone.
You see Jimmy the Hoover passing by? Jimmy Barrett. You see him there passing by?
Stalin.
Watching what's happening.
Joe. Yeah, we're down here now for some moments. There's a couple of them there, and every time some of them we just take down off the tractor, and most of them got down voluntarily, and they're going to be arrested on the guard rack, right? So, hey there. Yeah, so we eventually got down, and we weren't did it again, but we let them down the road, the next tractor they come again, they stopped it again, and bumped off the tractor again. I sure admit that they're making a laugh of us, you know. They're making a fucking joke, so we two of them arrested. So, that's all we can do. We bring them in process and get their names and addresses, and we'll get a short flight together, and we'll send them down to the incident room and release them again, more footage again, the arrest. What more can we do? I mean, at one stage there, they had, I think, three tractors stopped on the and nothing moved, so not the trucks, the cabs, the tractors, and all that. So we had nothing else to do. I mean, the thing about it, I know we don't want to be arrested, but by the same token, we were left with no option. We have an issue there as well with the lads in the protest removal team there. I've got actually climbing the tractor, so what I'm going to do, we're going to get safety ropes and ladders now, and we're going to leave them in the van in case we fill up with their cab in the tractor again to safety remove. So We're looking after that now at the moment. All right, Joe.
Now I see. Easy down there. At least your side are like.
Like some of the old timers over here in the area, in the first and second campaign, they'll tell you what they've seen, you know. The decisions are made for these police at that time, isn't it? Yeah. What?
I said, go back to what you said there, Jim. If someone gets hurt, we're going to be on our own box.
I don't think we're going to be on our own.
Yeah, no. I agree with...
I don't think you're going to be on our own. The thing about it, if we have exercised due diligence and we have used common sense and used whatever was available to us to do it, to remove them. I mean, at the end of the day, we have a certain duty of care to them. We ask them to get down. If they don't get down, we're talking about what we take down forcibly. We take them down forcibly. We use whatever means at our disposal, which includes ladders, ropes or whatever, to get them down safely. And if one of them slips, well, it's so fucking... What can we do?
Ladders and ropes. What I'm saying is, the point is, Carter, are you a member of the Police Security? If I am, have you received training and working in heights? Yes, I have. How did you end up in heights with a harness on and a rope clip on? How did you train to bring somebody down in a harness with ropes? We didn't have any of that options there. So that's what I'm saying is, and Huey's dead right. If we're in the box, have you received training and how to take down a person before this from height? Yes. And if we did it with ropes and harness, Jim, then why did you let my client fall? Did you not go get your ropes and harness taken down?
Because common sense would delegate that the roads were blocked. We to get them down safely, we'd have to erect a scaffold tower beside them and abseil them down. And the taking a common sense approach and a common sense view, it would be impractical to erect a scaffolding tower to get them down off it. And we use whatever safe means at our disposal, as we consider safe, we train members of the Roads and Rover team to take them down, i.e. ropes and ladders.
But what was the obstruction?
There was no obstruction.
They were stuck in the road.
There was no obstruction, Jim. The tracks were... All the neighbours here, all the other vehicles were able to get past.
They were obstructed. Excuse me.
Oh, there was something that vehicle...
If a car stops there, in the middle of that fucking road, and it stopped there, it's obstructed the road.
It's obstructed. I know.
It doesn't have to be blocking it.
Yeah.
If it's parked there, it's obstructed.
Well, if nothing else, we're obstructed the vehicle.
That's the only vehicle obstructed.
Yeah. But there were... The vehicle was obstructing the road. Just because other vehicles could pass didn't mean the road hasn't been obstructed.
The three on the roof was the problem.
And even the second one, Jim.
I mean, we even see the three of them on the roof there, Jim. You know what we're talking about.
There was absolutely
no wriggle room whatsoever.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
Even the one was different because you can get two lads on the side or you can get the back and two on the front. And that's different. There was no fucking wriggle room.
You can get them onto the bonnet, no bonnet. You have the other ladders on the side, at least two ladders on the side, only for protection as the guard stands up as a guardrail. And he says, no, don't come this side, they're falling over the side. At least.
Absolutely, I know what you're saying. At least there's a guard there to prevent the falling over.
And a guard at the back holding on tight. You know what I mean? And a couple of guard at the bottom. You know, saying, watch your step, Shane, or Huey, or whoever it might be, like, you know, up in the back. Full stop, like, you know?
We review the fact that it's a national day. The promise tomorrow should have tomorrow. What for this national day is going to take tomorrow?
No.
Is the whole public order jumper is just part of it?
I don't know what's happening. Nobody knows. I know the super look for a full public order unit. Do they know if he got it or not? Who's the two classes? Do you know the two?
No, I don't know the second one. The first one was Jerry Ann O'Sullivan.
Do you know how to get the second one's name either?
No, she's somebody angry at her. Who's the fuck she is?
She
It sounds like the Yankee accent, doesn't it?
It sounds like one of Yankee
Canadians. Well, whoever, don't get to immigration fucking on it.
You just give her name and address. You're told she'll be arrested.
charged.
And raped.
She was living down that crusty camp. Okay.
Give me your name.
Watching my guest.
Give me your name and address and I'd rape you. All right, definitely rape you.
Will you be in front of Facebook?
Never comes off.
Why do you think the fucking signs are on all the computers at the fucking station?
What signs?
And how can you access those?
This computer is not to be used for internet access. John Bradley put them on.
Maybe she could have internet access.
Yeah.
She was not.
Yeah.
Yes, Joe. Good, Joe. All right, go on. Right, what did I tell you? I mean, we're just coming in the North Coast Road, these prisoners. I'm just out at the Fanny Whitey's Hill there. I'd be in the station in less than 10 minutes. I'll be able to tell you that now when I get in. All right, okay. Right. Lads, he's doing out with the...
monthly.
Overtime. Give you a bit of paper. And you got a bit of paper, lads. I just want to know what units each of the member of the PRT is on. Don't you?
Yeah.
No. There you go. You and B.
Should be grounded.
You and B.
You
and
A.
B for me.
Matt Mitchell B.
I said B. Short chin, what'd you say? B or B?
Is this B?
Mark Mitchell.
B.
B, yeah.
You want to listen to him?
Mm-hmm.
Ken O'Connor.
I didn't say so, no.
Ken O'Connor. John Ruddy.
What'd you just Kevin O'Connor on that?
Kevin O'Connor is D.
D,
yeah. Anus McNulty.
John Ruddy is D, you said, is it?
Yeah.
Anus McNulty
D.
Is it E or A?
A.
E.
E. It's actually E. E.
Anus. Anus McNulty is what?
A. A. Russell Gibbons.
Russell.
I don't know what unit Russell's on. Huey? Is he a B? B, is he?
Is he B?
B, yeah.
B?
B, yeah.
Who? Mitch, is it?
No.
Russell.
B and resting tomorrow.
No, B are resting tomorrow. Russell isn't B. No. Russell is resting on from. Oh, sorry, yeah, he is resting tomorrow, but he's
D.
Not B.
D.
So he's D.
D.
He's D, yeah.
D yeah.
2, 4, 6, 8. Kevin Conroy.
Conroy.
G.
Back alone. Baby removal team. Sergeant Gill.
C. I'm doing it to see him.
That sounds like the cuts piece. Thinking about a splitting us, would it?
No, it's it's throughout overtime.
Oh,
right. Custom. Huey, many folding leathers away.
One.
We've only one folding leather. Do we need a second step leather? Do we need two of them?
Step ladder isn't high enough. They want ordinary ladders. The one that we have, it can do both, right? It can be a step ladder.
Do we need a second ladder?
No.
So we need a second ladder. Do we?
We need a second ladder. Or a sense of us, we need a second ladder, a full ladder that will go right up.
You're not talking about this. What length ladder are you talking about now?
Well, you might as well get one. If we get one, Jim, you might as well get one long enough that it'll go up on top of a fucking lorry as well as everything else. Because
a truck. Trucks you're going to be dealing with soon.
Soon, like. We want to go up on the top of that. As anything, because why you get a.
How are you doing? I'll tell you what I'm looking for. Do you stock ladders? Ladders, yeah. For sale or hire or whatever. No. Do you have any ladders?
Oh.
This is what length do we want now? lads, what do you want?
We're talking full size ladder.
Now we don't want 20 foot ladder.
Jim, you want to go up and use the ladder? The ladder has to go extend upon the height that you go and stand in.
Yeah.
So it has to be, I say 20 foot ladder, Jim.
Yeah, it's two. You've been talking about two 10 foot, sir.
Yeah, like the top.
Two 10 foot. 10 foot extendable, yeah.
Yeah.
That's okay. I'm looking for a 10 foot extendable ladder. All right, that's okay. Leave it open. All right, great. Here. We have a... What do we have? We have a folding ladder, is that what we have?
Yeah.
So we now need a 10 foot extended ladder.
Yeah, yes. Right, yeah.
Right. You're taking out the other stuff there. I'll search Joe there. Let me see. Yes.
Dinner first, Jim.
Did you eat this morning?
No!
You didn't eat this morning?
No, we didn't have the breakfast. We were waiting for dinner.
Did you? They went off at 5 o'clock.
She's had a big breakfast, Joe.
Oh, I had the breakfast.
Well, look, first thing I'm going to do, I'm going to dispatch these.
That's what they
No, we didn't go to the grub though. We just
traffic lads went for the grub at 10 o'clock. Oh, they should go down and let the rest of the lads.
That's what I'm going to do, and I'm going to send them straight away down this minute. There's two guards at the grub. They're the prisoners here anyway, so they're
busy.
You get out that stuff.
Are we going to go first? I'll be quickly in there.
Well, go on. Go get it sorted. As soon as the dinner takes, give me a show.
Huey, are you coming? You coming?
Get in the front.
Right.
Huey.
Yeah, we'll be fast with the gym.
I'm out here.
Huh? Oh, yeah, you're not going.
I'm fine.
Wait. I leave the camera and everything's in the back there, just in case, God forbid.
No bother.
It's in my bag. You know my bag.
All right.
Thank you. So, I tell you, it was right, Jim, coming up calling us Keystone Cops there now. Because, and that's why I fucking said it back to him. Because,
what should have happened there for starters, we should have had a meeting ourselves. And no, not to fucking listen.
Well, that's why I said, didn't I say it in the door, could we go back and have dinner together and fucking talk? Because I agreed, that's my point.
Yeah.
But, regardless, like, the inspector called us at us. We rang in and said that the wagon's moving at the moment, and we all said it was a safety issue.
It was the best option. It was the best option at that time. There's no doubt about it.
But okay. We all said it because of a safety issue. Yeah. There was three up. There was a wind blowing, and like, did you feel fucking safe, 100% safe going up there taking down two people? I know, Huey. What you thought?
Well, all I know is that if something fucking happens, won't understand me fucking hanging me.
And the honest thing that Jim Gill is going to turn around and say, oh, look at, we got trained a certain way. Garda, did you fucking take the protest down the way you were trained? No, I didn't. Well then, Garda, and the fucking job will say, were you fucking trained a certain way? The job will fucking ditch you.
Yeah, the job
will. It's not really fucking saying it, but if they come up and say we were trained now and we decided that this was the way it was done, that's different.
Hi, Kevin. That's it.
Thank you. to go to school, but in this case, it was decent. But it would be a decent thing, but we had them against.
No, they're not your lovely broken down your house.
They know you have to do the truth.
If we do it, we're not going to do it at all. We're ignoring it.
No, but you mentioned the bad house that they made
up. No, not on the side of
the Well, this is up in the third place in the world, and took to on top of that.
Well, they had been, hadn't they? Well, they had actually been cut down back down, but by the time we were here,
we were driving back. Yeah, okay. Very good, eh? Head about down to here. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh,
yeah. Actually, we've been talking about the Cornwall government now, haven't we? I'm talking to you with him. One doesn't matter.
Sure, terrible.
I'm going to tomorrow,